many logs out of the road.
Yeah.
With these chains, we have.
Many logs been moved out.
Okay, or have been.
Moved.
Okay, or another word.
Out of the way.
Okay. What do you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Yeah, there's different. Well, there's shearers.
There's a what?
The shearers plow. And Chattanooga. And there's another one too, but I can't think. Syracuse. All like that.
What about something that breaks up the ground even finer than that?
Not a turning plow, but a garden tiller.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a disc? Something disc?
Disc.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a, something that, it's not a plow, it's something a little bit different.
Mm.
And it breaks up the ground real fine.
That's what's called distant. Bog disc.
You heard of a hara or hara?
Yeah. Har.
What's that like?
That's something you run over the ground to make it loose.
Mm-hmm.
And break up the claws.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the wheels of a wagon fit into?
A hub.
Okay, but each wheel then fits into the thing that goes across?
That's the feather.
Okay.
The rim, or at least the feather, some of them call it.
Okay, what about axle. Okay, if you were going to chop wood, you might put it on this X-shaped frame. What would you call that?
Chopping block.
Okay, but a frame that you might make out of boards.
Frame?
Shaped like an X, you know?
Yeah.
And you put one end of the log down in that.
Oh, that's a glut. A wedge. Either one.
That's called a what?
Glut.
Glut?
Glut or wedge.
Uh-huh.
Glut or wedge.
What does that look like exactly?
This wedge is keen, head up past, square head, and that you stick it in the log and tap it with a steel hammer,
uh-huh.
And it busts it out. And you take two of them and bust it out straight like you want to. It's good straight wood.
Uh-huh.
And a wedge is made just like this steel. The wedge, guts made like this steel wedge.
Uh-huh.
Only it's made by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you call a glut.
Yeah.
And the other one is a wedge. It's made of steel. And it's about that long. And you bust wood with it or start your shingles with it. When back then, when they made boards, they had them. Then they've got that old board rack, I forgot what to call it, made like an L, got a blade on it and sits out that way.
Uh-huh.
And you take and hit that bust them boards with it. And some blades about that long.
Mm-hmm.